Queer Your Classroom, Teachers Trained on Injecting Gender Ideology into Science, Math Class. By Brecken F. Teese on May 11, 2022. The National Science Teaching Association held training sessions for pre-K-12 teachers to inject gender ideology into their classrooms, including referring to their students by their bodily functions to be a better intersex ally. One video included in the slideshow says that some use language like people with penises or people with vaginas instead of male and female or men and women so as to be more inclusive to transgender people. That language, however, is not inclusive to intersex people. Therefore, the video continues, the way to identify and refer to others inclusively is through the bodily functions they can perform, such as people who can get pregnant, people who can get other people pregnant, and people who are at risk of testicular cancer. The training also tells teachers to hide information from parents if students come out to them. Sex is biological, what a child has been assigned at birth. It's not always correct and it doesn't always match with gender identity. A footnote of the Queer Your Classroom slideshow says, arguing that gender does not equal sex. Gender is multifaceted and a social construct. Gender identity is how you see yourself. Gender expression is how you express/display your gender to others. And gender attribution is how other people see your gender. Some tips the training gives teachers as to how to refer to their classrooms is never to say things like ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls and to instead call them other things that don't reinforce the binary. Supporting the binary explicitly and implicitly denies anything outside of the binary existing, the footnote reads. You wouldn't tell a student that they aren't black or Hispanic if they happen to be both. In the same way, you shouldn't tell a group of students that boys and girls or men and women and ladies and gentlemen are the only options. This language is antiquated and restrictive, it continues. Alternatives include lovelies, party people, kids, and folks. Some strategies for schools include getting rid of traditions like having a prom king and queen, or observations of Mother's Day and Father's Day must be inclusive of all families/family structures. In a slide about how to inject the ideology into science classrooms, the presenter admits, in my chemistry class, I've infused talking about gender and sexuality even when it doesn't seem like it would fit or that there would be time. When we talk about the electromagnetic spectrum, I connect the word spectrum to how gender and sexuality can be a spectrum so that students can understand that there can be two ends but that values are possible in between. The presentation continues. Kind of like a number line. The presenter also says part of some projects is to research an LGBTQIA+ scientist or other marginalized scientist and talk about how their identity played into their work or their discovery, as opposed to the merit of their research or contributions to science. You can talk about the difference in gender v. sex with chromosomes or talk about reproduction in a more inclusive way that would require talking about reproductive organs and functions without saying all men/boys have a penis or all women/girls have a vagina because that isn't true, it continues. In math, it's very easy to change word problems to not be heteronormative. Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.